Thanks for listening to the Personal History of Games. I'm your host, Eric Canius. This week is the season 2 finale for the show, and I wanted to close it out with a very special guest, so joining me is my grand aunt Dawn, but we just call her Dawn. I wanted to hear the story of how Dawn, her husband, my grand uncle Victor, and my grandparents Vivian and Art got together to play Tiger Woods for the Wii in the late 2000s. Vivian and Victor were twin siblings and have since passed away, so I was very happy to hear these first-hand stories of how much fun they were all able to have together in part because of the Wii. Here's that conversation.
Oh, we had so much fun. When I thought of that, I started laughing. I mean that because it was such a fantastic technology. And, you know, I mean, anyone could play it. You could either be a, you know, like Vic and I both regularly played golf, but Art and Vivian did not. We all watched it on television. I don't think Vivian, other than, you know, miniature golf, and in fact, that kind of interested Vivian from there into miniature golf. I don't think they played any golf, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, but the technology just wowed us. I mean, you could go in there and create your own player. So if I wanted to have a curly blonde hair, I could have that. If I wanted to be a really, you know, you could even determine the size of your body. You could change your clothing. You could, you know, because it had a pro shop with the game. So you could go in there and buy clothing and shoes and all kinds of jewelry. You could change your sunglasses up. And Vivian loved that. It was just so much fun picking out our clothes. Art and Victor used to go nuts. But they also had their own characters.
Yeah.
You know, and Art's was, guess what Art's was, kind of character?
I don't know.
Oh, he's a hippie, for God's sake. He still is. You know, think about it. He was a real hippie kind of guy. I think he even had a mustache or something. I was going to pull them up and see if I could. And guess what Vivian was?
What?
Very prim and proper.
Of course.
She had lots of beautiful diamonds and stuff on. She just had everything just so. It was a hoot. Anyway, what it did was, because we all watched golf, and Tiger Woods was really quite popular at that time, and he was an up-and-coming golfer and a championship golfer. And when EB Games put out the Tiger Woods golf, it was just excellent. You could do so much with that controller. You know, you each had one, and it had a strap on it for a reason, because your hand and your arm became the golf club. And there were people that were putting them through their television screens.
Yes.
Anyway, we had a lot of fun. If you didn't know the basic elements of golf, you learned it. Some of the technology that was in that game, they use now. And they use it for winter indoor training.
Right.
They use it even when they're broadcasting golf games. They use the laser to show you where the ball went and in which direction.
Right, yeah, all the like on-screen display, like they added to football and stuff too, where they're able to just paint on screen and show you the direction of the ball and all that.
Yeah, all of that came, as far as I'm concerned, from those darn games and that technology. It was so much fun. And, you know, you could do so much with it. You could, like they had in that game, all the golf courses in the world that were famous for championship games. Mm-hmm. So you could pick and choose where you wanted to golf. And the competition would get really stiff between the four of us.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you what you could do with Wii is you could play a game on your own. Mm-hmm. So you could go in there and say, gee, I'd like to play against Tiger Woods today. And I would like to do it on such and such a course. So when Victor wasn't home, I could get a couple extra strokes in, couldn't I?
Yep.
And I could play with the champions, couldn't I? And if you don't think Art and Vivian didn't do that, of course they did. We just had, Eric, it was so much fun. I treasure those days.
Yeah, I really do.
Who introduced the game to you guys?
Well, I was trying to think of that. And all I can think of is because Art and Vivian lived across from the Southland Mall. And they had an EB Games shop in there, and I think they still do.
Yep.
And Art would be in the mall all the time. And I think what happened is by chance he came across this. I still think it was him. But anyway, we tried it out, and it was just fantastic. So then what happened is they bought a Wii game, and then we bought one, so you didn't have to disconnect and connect
right
all the time. And the beauty of the whole thing is that before you even played the game, you know, you developed your character and you had fun with that, you know, and everybody had fun. It was so funny. And it was like my nickname, my golfer, her name was Dilly, and she just liked to have a lot of fun. And that's me, right?
Yeah.
And Victor's was Duger. And that's what they used to call him when he was a kid. See? But anyway, I can't remember Art and Vivian's names, but I do think that Art's was very hippie-like.
Yeah.
it was so, you know, he'd come on with a flowered shirt. You know what I'm saying? It would just be so much fun, Eric. But it helped Vic and I in that we kept our swing.
Right.
Because we would pretend that we had that golf club. And so it kept our swing up and our stance up for, golfing in the summer again.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gave Art and Vivian an opportunity to get on a golf course, because I don't think they would have done that.
No.
You know, they wouldn't have. You know, they were so busy with their work and what they were doing. They would not have done that. And so it gave them an opportunity. I mean, I don't know. Have you played that game?
Yeah, I played at least one golf game on the Wii, yes.
Yeah. And the birds sing and fly across the screen, and people holler at the golfers like they would, you know, during a tournament. And it just kind of gave them a flavor of what that would like. And I know we had one birthday party for Victor and Vivian, and it was at the indoor pitching, you know, the little golf course.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, otherwise, I don't think she would have done that, you know, because she just felt so comfortable. In fact, I used to say this to her, Vivian, you should be golfing. You have a really good swing. And her ball was always straight on. She wasn't one to end up in the water with the deep grass. You know, she was straight on. And of course, it would bring to the discussion would then float out that Vivian missed her chance playing golf. And how she missed her chance was when Victor and Vivian were teenagers, I would say, or preteens. Victor, of course, had a golf club and a couple of balls. They lived on Sussex there. And in behind Sussex, there wasn't the Louvain and all those houses. That was all a green field. Farmer's field. And Vivian wanted to learn how to golf. And Victor said, okay, I'll teach you how to golf. Anyway, he showed her how to hit the ball and whatever. And he said, okay, now it's your turn. And he put the ball on the tee. And she swung. And she knocked him out cold. That's the truth. That's just the truth of what happened. And Victor's laying there. Who knows? And Vivian gets scared out of her mind. So she takes off for the wheat field. So Grandma McDougal doesn't know what to do because she's got one dead twin and the other one's running away. And Vivian could have gotten lost in that wheat field.
Yeah.
So she goes after Vivian. Anyway, Vivian never golfed after that.
That's fairly traumatizing, yeah.
And Victor, he said, I wasn't teaching her anything more, boy.
Also fair.
You can just imagine those 2 weeks. But it was really a good time for the four of us. You know, it in the winter months sometimes are not that great. Mm-hmm. Television wasn't like what it is now. You know, on a Saturday night, what were you getting? You might get Hockey Night in Canada. You might get two channels that had a movie on them. and usually when people got together, they got together to play board games. I mean, you could do that. But we just, this was something new. It was a new technology. We really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, you could put your own personal touch on it. And you know, even our characters, which were, you know, in the Wii, took on some of our characteristics.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd say, oh, darn, you know, and all of a sudden my little character, her little head would go down, you know, and she'd be feeling really sad, you know. And and the other issue is that we found on the controller that you can kind of distract your competitor's golf ball. And we would do that once we learned how to do it. So if somebody was really getting, you know, was really golfing really well and said something, you know, to you that you really didn't care for, well, then you could just, and the ball would kind of vibrate in the air, you know. It was just a hoot. Anyway, we did all of that. But it also gave us a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
Because Art and Vivian lived in Alberta for how long?
Right, they did. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, and you know, that was maybe, I don't know what kind of a time it was for them, but we would see them maybe once every 2 or 3 years because we'd put Grandma McDougall and Merv, we'd put them in the van and we'd take off for Alberta. And so we got to see Danny get married. We got to see Bobby Joe get married the first time. And, but you know, those were times were far and few between. Mm-hmm. And so when they came back to Saskatchewan, we were all very happy to have them back here. And, but then it's trying to get together and they were so busy with their business, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, but this was really great. And it was something that was kind of, we could share that would be in common. You know, and like Vivian, I truly believe she would have made a great golfer. And I've said that so, to her so many times. I said, Vivian, you should be golfing. And then Victor would look at me, not around me. You know? But it was good. And the technology was just fantastic. And, you know, anybody could play it. A 5-year-old could play it. And you could be 105.
Yeah.
And you could be sitting in a chair. You didn't have to get up.
Right.
But also, it was good. We would catch up with one another's news, and the snacks were always good. Always had snacks. And, you know, it was an outing for us and something different, really different, you know, and it was just a new experience. You know, we really, but no, I can't give the Wii away because it is just, I just have so many good memories of it, Abe.
Of course.
Yeah, and of course, Victor, there was a fishing one. He did that. There was a bowling one. The four of us tried the bowling, but it was never as much fun as the golfing one.
Yeah.
And there was one that we tried, and it had to do with horse racing. You know, the ones that they jump over top of the fences?
Right.
Well, to participate in that one, you had to actually jump up and down. It was just so funny.
That'd be quite the sight.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was just a good time. And I'm sure that if Vivian was here, she would talk about it that way too.
You know? Absolutely. So what I remember around that time, because I was in university, so I didn't see much, but like I kind of noticed the change in Vivian's personality and just like her energy seemed to be yes. much higher. And you yes. guys were like staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning playing golf. Did you notice laughing. That too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She just sparkled. Her eyes sparkled. Yeah. And of course, Victor and Vivian always like to kind of, you know, give one another a bit of a rough time.
Of course.
But she, you know, it was in good spirit, you know, and yeah, you know, because Victor would, I mean, she would take that, brother. She took her thing. She did her thing, eh? No, it really, well, I think it did all of us good.
Yeah.
All four of us benefit from it, you know. And we all got to get to really know one another again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when your kids are young and you're all trying to struggle and make do and do all those kinds of things, you don't, we're just so busy all the time. And I mean, we were busy all the time, too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we both worked, we had our volunteer stuff and, you know, but no, this was just a great time. Yeah. I'm so glad we did that.
Oh, definitely. That's why it's so interesting, like how it came about. Cause I know, Grandpa Art is into technology, so I can see him investigating the Wii, and I'm glad he brought it to all of you to play together.
And I think that may have been what really got him going on technology, because it was really something. So I really think that it was kind of the beginnings of things. Like, I think he was curious about it, and I'm glad he was, because then we all benefit. I'm sure it was Art that did that.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it was him. But anyway, yeah, we had a good time, I don't know what the games are like now. I don't play them. So, you know, the new games, I hear from young people that younger than I am anyway, that they have game nights and they have game nights and they reserve that night to just play games with whomever.
I mean, I definitely do that with my friends. We do it online. And I mean, before we would do it in person, but we can't right now. But luckily we're able to do that online. Did you ever play games before this, or was this just like your first foray into games?
This was the very first, you know, other than the Pac-Man stuff. Well, what kind of a game was that? You know, like, I didn't have that time.
That
for
was
that.
Important.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was maybe in the technology world, but it sure wasn't for someone like me. I couldn't stand there or sit there and watch that happening. And when I had a job, a home, volunteer work, like, to me, I just thought, people are watching this stuff? Like, do they have nothing to do? But do I enjoy the technologies that we have now? Most definitely.
Yeah. Did playing the Wii change your opinion on games then?
Oh, heavens, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was, to me, and many, many more. Like, I can remember seeing on the news where they had introduced Wii bowling in care homes.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it was really, really great. And then you have to remember, they were introducing technology in the workforce. In fact, my one sister and I were talking about that. You know, we went from manual typewriters to all of a sudden, they had a typewriter that you plugged in. It had a little ball with all of the, you know, alphabet and symbols on it. And it went round. So when you typed the H, you found the H. It had a screen on it. Later on, it had a screen that ran across the typewriter. And you could see what you were typing on the screen.
Right.
And, you know, so I used, like, I mean, I did so much on my computer at work. But, you know, for games, well, I don't think I played many games because I worked all day on the computer. And look what happened with Uncle Victor. He was a draftsman. He used to do all of his plans by hand.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they brought in a computer and said, well, who's going to try it? Well, the one guy that tried it had a nervous breakdown. Yeah.
Oh.
So they gave it to Victor. And Victor says to me, what am I going to do then? And I said, you're going to do a fine job, Victor. You know, you still have to use your head. You know, you still have to. And I said, you're going to do a fine job. And when he retired, they gave him his gift. They gave him wrapped in one of his first drawings that he had done as a draftsman. Because they used to do all kinds of drawings of dams and stuff across the country. They didn't just work in Saskatchewan, you know, they were federal and they took care of the prairies and they took such pride in what they did. You know, it wasn't just the drawing. It's all the other stuff that goes with that. It's figuring out, it's using your math. It's using all those other things that you have to do. And can you imagine putting in rebar that you put in concrete? And drawing that, like, oh. But anyway, So we both had experience with computers.
Right.
So that has not, like, that doesn't stop me. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of my phone. I'm not afraid of my computer, really, except that it's not working right. It's cranky. So I'm going to have to get a new one. I know I am. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid of it. Like, I will try it.
Good.
You know, and, but I think that that technology that came to us from Wii was really an eye opener.
Definitely.
And I just see it being used all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that was in the, just from my perspective, from the video game perspective, playing a lot of games, like the Wii was like earth shattering for the games industry as well, in what for everyone and everything, and how much it sold and how widespread it was. And like you were saying, like a 5-year-old to a 105-year-old could play it because it was that straightforward. And that was like a breakthrough in just thinking about games differently. Instead of like this niche entertainment for certain people, it was now available to everyone and anyone if they wanted to. And the price was so low too, the of just the machine, that it was way more accessible than it ever was before. So that was...
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Yeah.
So, no, and I, no, I really, it even had a fitness program that you could use. And I remember Victor and I were both on this thing. And anyway, I got on it. Of course, you're supposed to go, I had a schedule. And I got on there, and of course, you know, I'd missed a day or something. And it would say, "Where have you been, Dolly?" This thing was, you know, and it would have its little head down. You know, it would be me, my character, you know, because it couldn't exercise until I was there.
Right.
And then it would say, "Haven't seen Duger for 2 weeks. Would you tell him that?" I mean, it was just weird, Eric. It was just, and I mean, that was just something else. And I thought, oh man, oh man, oh man, you know, it was just, so I don't know the work that must have gone into that, but oh my goodness, whoever invented all of that, that was just wonderful, you know?
Yeah. Very imaginative genius. People at Nintendo still making it happen.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know, and I mean, I don't play. All I see when I see the games, I just see people kind of eliminating one another.
Right.
And I don't want to get into that kind of
That's
thing.
Fair.
But I think it also develops certain reflexes too. Eye-hand coordination and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, so there's a pluses for everything, I guess. But anyway, that's my take on Wii.
Cool. No, that's very good, and I appreciate you sharing all those stories.
I bet you were thinking, oh, darn, get her started. That's why I said half questions, Eric, so you can keep me on track.
No, you're not giving yourself enough credit. You're perfectly capable of keeping yourself on track, and those are all on topic, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I brought back good memories.
Good.
Really did.
I appreciate hearing those from someone that was there. Cause I remember seeing Vivian, she'd like started tanning and getting her ears pierced and stuff. She just seemed a lot more, like she was acting younger rather than like being, I don't know. Cause I didn't know Vivian super well, even though she was my grandma, we didn't like have one-on-one conversations a lot. But she seemed to act her age a lot, and this seemed to youthen her.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
It did. And you know, if you knew Vivian when she was young, she worked in a hairdressing shop here in Regina and did hair, and you know, she did the washing of the hair and everything like that. Like, she was right in the middle of it. And then that all kind of got lost. You know, we get into our families growing, we move away, we're doing different things, and things can change, you know. Mm-hmm. And, but Vivian was always like, it was interesting. Some of the ladies, that I work with at church, when we used to do funerals, we don't do them anymore, but two of the ladies actually went to school with Vivian, and they told me this. And, so they said it was really interesting because Vivian was very social. She liked to be with, you know, in the middle of planning this and planning that. And then Victor was very shy and didn't talk to many people. And what happened? It looked like there was a typical, just almost like a reverse.
Yeah.
Where Vivian became very closed. And, you know, she was always very kind and respectable, but she didn't, She didn't act, you know, she didn't fool around. Whereas Victor and his mom would give them heck. You know, she'd say, "You guys have to be so crazy all the time." And they would just ignore her. But Vivian at one time was very, very particular about how she looked, you know, and she kept herself very, very well. But, you know, then they went away to Alberta. And, you know, then you kind of lose track of people, you know?
Yep.
And yeah, she did start changing, which was really great. It was good to see. Because her life, you know, Eric, wasn't that great neither, you know. She, you know, that was hard work for her. And leaving her family and her friends and going to Alberta, you know. Right. That wasn't an easy thing to do. And yeah, it wasn't. I often think about that. It must have been very lonely at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Art was going to school and all the rest of it, but not Vivian, you know. So, and if you don't have those kind of support systems there, people can get lost, you know.
Yeah.
They really can. But when she came back, I seen that started to slowly come back, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, we had lots of fun, and yeah, she did. I think she, I think her last few years, she, other than her health, I think she quite enjoyed things.
Yes.
She loved her grandkids. She loved having, when Danny came home, that was the icing on the cake. You know, and Bobby Joe had come home, mm-hmm. and then Danny came home, and then she had all of her grandchildren around her. And she really liked that. Yeah. Yeah. She was really happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a happy lady, yeah. And we still went for breakfast and did all that other kind of stuff and had a good time. And we talked about all kinds of things and did all kinds of crazy things. But yeah, anyway, that was our time. Yeah, I'm glad we had that time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing all that. Thank you, Dawn, for being on the season finale of The Personal History of Games.
Yeah, well, you're most welcome. I was happy to share.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back later this year. You can hear more of The Personal History of Games on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode and want to help us out, please leave us a rating and review. For updates, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at PHOGpod, or check out our website at personalhog.com. The show is hosted and produced by Eric Canius, executive produced by Robin Lands. Brought to you by Beamed Media, a Canadian podcast network.